that mean?
Don't worry about it. When I go into a
it's just like everything, like you're having a conversation with them and you're trying to get an explanation. Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it. It means something to somebody.
It means something to somebody.
I can guarantee you that means nothing to everybody.
Hey, do horses have nipples too? They have to, right?
Yeah. How else do they feed their babies?
I never seen a horse nipple up close.
Why would you? Why would you?
Would you like to see one?
Hi, Koi Daddy. We can go tonight.
You know, we can bring you to a horse farm. How about that? And just put your face right up in there.
Right
up. You see what's going on, Bob? Because you're curious.
Yeah, I wonder
and
if
you
they.
Know.
And then the horse will kick you.
I wonder if the horse pussy smells.
Get kicked by a horse. Though.
What the?
Oh my god!
Oh my lord! Hello.
Oh my god!
And while we're there, we can shove your face into it and walk away. Meanwhile, you're like air swimming.
He goes over the snorkel.
Scuba gear.
You guys are disgusting. Oh,
are
my
we
God.
Though? Yes.
That's happy to help. You're welcome, America.
You're welcome, America.
There's Jess snorkeling, fucking putting her clam on a lobster. What the fuck is that?
Is that a horse vagina?
I hope not. I'm like, oh, my
it
God.
It looks like a paper bag.
It looks like a deployed airbag.
Oh my god, that can't be. Please.
I'm so happy I'm not a chat room right now.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to see this.
It can't be! What the fuck?
Seriously, Drop? Like, what the hell is that?
It's gotta be a horse vagina.
I'm still saying it looks like a deployed.
No, that's Drop the Clown's vagina!
Like, Jesus, when you
It sounds like I'm missing a really good beat.
You just walk around with your clam hanging out like that. You know what I mean? What the fuck?
Oh my god.
An hour into the show and it's completely off the rails.
Just like, what the fuck? Yeah, or nipples?
Oh, those are the nipples.
Where is a nipple? I didn't see anything where a nipple is there.
It's
is
on top of the clay-looking bags.
What?
I got, you know, I'm wondering if this is what happens when other people call into the radio. Is this what happens?
Sometimes.
Because I'm just sitting here because I'm not at the computer, and I'm thinking, what the fuck is going on? Like, you guys are just, like, off in the rafters somewhere. I have no idea.
Seriously, it looks like two stalactites
are they
at a cave opening.
Stalagmites are from the bottom? Right.
Yeah, stalagmites are from the bottom, stalactites
are
from the top.
Oh, tights are top.
Yeah.
Tights are top.
Tights are top.
Tights are top.
I've been to Crystal Caves in Kutztown.
I've never been there. I really want to go there.
Kathy thinks it looks like the stumps of two legs.
Can you go out there with your dick hanging out?
Probably not.
Yeah, I'm thinking not. Aren't you glad you called in?
I really am, yeah. Yeah, I am.
There's Bob in Crystal Cave with his nuts out.
Oh, my God.
Bob's visiting Crystal Cave in Kutztown with his nuts hanging out.
Bob's visiting the local constabulary.
The who?
He's a guest constabulary with his nuts out, being charged with indecent exposure.
Or decent.
No, balls are not decent.
Holy shit, we got another call. Can we get them together?
Yeah, you could totally do that.
Come on, group call.
Wait, no, wait, shit, how do I do
Guess
that?
Guest House Radio!
Wait, what did I do wrong?
No, put the plus sign up. Put the plus.
Bob there. Bob.
Trucker!
Participants.
You guys on the air there? Yep.
Yep, we're here. How are you?
Wait, do we have Jess?
Oh, man, I'm doing...
No, Jess! You gotta
Why
stay
are
on.
Everybody... Oh, holy
No, Trucker's
yeah,
on.
Everybody's yelling. Jess, stay on the line with Trucker.
Is Jessica there?
She's on the phone.
She's on the phone, Trucker.
Oh, she's a little sweetheart, man. You know how I feel about her. She's great. Yeah, so you guys been behaving yourself over there and having a good time and
Oops.
Playing nice.
What am I doing?
Bob doesn't know what's
with
going
your balls
on.
Again, Bob?
I'm always playing my balls.
Constantly.
Did I hang up with Jess? I don't know what I'm doing.
She's still on there?
She's still on there. You had to hit the plus button.
Jess, are you there?
So what's going on with you, Trucker?
I'm sorry.
add people to this call?
Well, not too much. Just watching a little bit of TV and trying to, you know, rest a little bit before the day starts again tomorrow, you know, and you know, just sitting here in my little kitty cat and just watching TV. And man, I had a scary episode last week. I had picked up this grooming device, and let me tell you this much, man. I'm telling you, I almost cut off my testicles with that thing. It was almost gas powered. That's how powerful this thing was, and I was told that I needed to do a little grooming, so I picked up one of those beard trimmers, and man, I snagged my sack so bad, Bob. Oh, it was just horrible. Wait, absolutely horrible.
Did you get hedge clippers instead of, like, personal clippers? Good Lord.
You'd think so. What I'm telling you, it's almost like it was gas-powered here. This thing is like on turbo power. And, you know, I was just trying to take care of little stragglers here and there, and, you know, and...
Yeah, you don't want to use tweezers for that.
I snagged myself, and, you know...
Are you a bleeder?
I was a little bleeding there, and, you know, it's even worse. You know those skin tags that you get on your armpits, your arms, or whatever, when you get older?
Yep.
When you cut those off, man, those things are no bleed to dry.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Hi,
am I calling Pizza Hut or something?
No, I don't know what happened. We're having technical difficulties.
The mailbox is full and cannot...
Trucker, you there?
Hung up on Trucker, too.
Son of a bitch. I'm so sorry. Trucker, could you please call back in? We are having technical difficulties, and I apologize.
I clicked on the wrong. Koi Daddy. Hold on, let me see.
Go for it.
I don't know. Call back.
We still want to talk to you, Trucker. I'm sorry.
Nick's hitting shit.
That's because I had to take the reins there for a second. I figured it out. I was able to call them back, but then I knocked them off.
He's eating lobster tail.
Oh, okay. Is that what they call that? Vagina bumping nowadays?
Ah, that would be something else.
See, that's a little weird.
That would be something else. No!
You think Trucker's still talking right now?
No, I don't want to call her. I want to call him.
There you go.
Let me see this one.
All right.
Oh, you know there. I'm sorry we hit the wrong
button.
Hey!
Sorry, man.
Sorry about that, Trucker.
Oh, what are you guys doing there? You guys playing around with these computers and stuff?
Well, Bob just shoved the whole thing up his ass. I did.
And I helped pull it out.
Yes. Thank you. Well,
I bet you that felt good, Bob.
You know, you got to do what you got to do for the show.
Yeah, well, you know, it's one of the prices of being semi-famous there, right?
Semi-famous, right.
Half-famous.
Right.
Yeah.
Demi-famous. Yes.
But, you know, I guess it's almost as good as having semi-wood, too.
I guess, yeah.
Yeah, so, but yeah, just been, you know, living the dream here, just kind of relaxing and, you know, watching old TV here, and I got my little kitty cat laying on my lap, and,
You're petting your pussy?
Yeah, I'll just put my little pussy here. Hey, Lord, say hi to everybody. Oh, he almost bit me. The pussy almost bit me.
What's your pussy's name?
My baby boy here, his name is Dallas. Dallas Montgomery. Yeah, he's a 13-year-old diabetic. He's a 21-pounder. A little bit of Maine Coon in him. And he's a feisty little guy, but he's my little baby boy.
You rub his nuts?
No, he doesn't have any balls anymore. Those got chopped off a long time ago. And that almost happened to me. I was telling Devo earlier that my grooming shears here, I almost chopped off my testicles. I had snagged them real good with the teeth of this thing. It was like
a
steroid-fed trimmer of sorts, I'm telling you.
Wow.
Aye, Trucker. What have you been doing yourself?
Yeah, you know, just been just tinkering here and there, and trying to stay out of that daggone heat. It's been nasty. And,
it really has.
The heat's a bitch.
Yeah, I got bad wings.
Yeah, it's been nasty. But, you know, it's been good for the good old blackberries to grow. And, you know, big blackberry guy. I love eating all the good old stuff that nature can provide us. And I've been going to the parks and stuff and getting free blackberries the last 3 weeks.
Really? Really?
Right on.
Yeah, it's been beautiful out there, and, you know, you got to get out there early, and, you know, the last 3 weeks of, the first 3 weeks of July, that's usually when the blackberries are all in season, and you just got to get out there before all the birds and all the, you know, the hippies and stuff get out there.
The birds and the hippies. There's a big difference there.
Hippies. Yeah, you know, the hippies don't steal all the blueberries. Get any of them. You know, I like being a little hippie here and there. So it's okay, you know.
Oh, well, it's good. What?
What?
Testicles? Is that what you're talking about? What now?
No, I'm not talking about testicles.
Yeah, he is.
No, I never talk about balls.
All about the testicles.
Even though I do say it's hot as balls.
Yeah, it's been hot as balls, I'm telling you.
Well, see, that's just that. People say, look, then you've never been as hot as balls.
Wait, people say what? That's what Bob hears.
So if you don't know what hot as balls is, it's a
term that is correct nowadays with that humidity out there and,
heat.
You know, there's a certain amount of heat and humidity that can just... I'm telling you, it's comparative to a humidor that us men have underneath our testicles. And it's just a wonderful atmosphere, but just like it is outside, you don't want to spend too much time underneath someone's balls. That could just be a bad thing.
I don't want to spend any time underneath somebody's balls.
Yeah, you know, especially if they haven't manscaped or anything like that lately. And
it's all sorts of nasty.
You gotta take care of the business, and
you do. And ladies too.
I'm a big fan of the Gold Bond. You know that the ball powder and
really, does that work for you? Because like I've talked to some people and they don't like it because there's too much chafing. Then again, I don't know how much powder they put on their nuts.
Oh man, the Gold Bond has been my friend for the last 30 years. I've been putting that stuff on there since I was, you know, quite young and getting in. Nowadays, it's just a habit, and I get on there and I put a little bit on like I'm powdering up a donut, and it's like air conditioning for your testicles. Oh. Yeah, it's a wonderful thing, you know. Especially this humidity, you got to have the proper amount of the pH balance for your testicles, and the Gold Bond takes good care of them.
Yeah, you don't want to have acidic balls. That's just terrible.
No, you don't want any of that. You know, that taint juice. It's just not
taint
a good
juice.
Thing.
Taint juice. Wow. It's going to be named a band.
Taint juice.
Yeah,
I thought it was drizzling shit.
On the hot days like this, you don't want none of that.
Yeah, you know, acidic balls, you end up, like, eating through your pants.
Right, and you got to keep buying that underwear.
That could be expensive.
Yeah, you don't want none of that crotch rot.
I'm keeping me undies in business.
There you go, crotch rot. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, Bob used to tell good stories about crotch rot and, back in the day when he was the Vidal-Sue of pubes and... he used to tell good stories about crotch rot and pubes and all that good stuff. He doesn't talk about it nowadays. He gets embarrassed, but I bring it up.
I do. You know, my balls are my balls. You know what I mean? There was a time I used to fucking run around with my balls hanging out, but you know what? I got to keep that babe boys in there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, keep them corralled. You know, you got enough children right now, Bob. You don't need no more.
No. I just fucking put them balls out when needed. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh God!
You know what's great to do with your balls? It's called the Roman War Helmet.
I know. Yeah. Sadly, I know what that is.
Yeah, it's a lovely thing, and you know the ladies seem to like it too, and you know it's a fashion statement, of course. You know,
fashion statement. My ass.
Yeah. Yeah. So what have you guys been doing? You guys been behaving yourself over there, Devo and
I've been gardening.
Big Bob, all you guys being good and happy.
I've been gardening lately. I'm growing ghost peppers, Trucker.
Oh, you're growing them ghost peppers. Those things are hotter than hell and make your asshole bleed a little bit.
Yeah, that's what I'm waiting to see, because I personally won't be eating them, but whole bunch of people want to try them.
You know what you should do? Bring them on the show. And,
well, Nick wanted to do that.
I am absolutely
going. Offered.
I am definitely going to do it, and I will love to, what do they call that, sacrifice my body for the sake of this show. I promise everybody
out
there.
I'm telling you, just be careful. You've been shitting blood for a year.
Put on taint juice.
Blood for a year.
Yeah,
we got to take up
Bloody Mary taint juice.
Taint juice.
Yeah, but you know what? Hey, man, if you can do that, more power to you. I stopped at the habanero peppers. Those things are badass, too, and... And
no,
they ain't even fill a jockstrap with a ghost pepper. No. That ghost pepper's a... I think it's like a good old 900 on the Scoville units, and that's how they rate peppers, you know, the heat. And that's pretty high up there. You got to be careful.
Yeah, we're going to have to take some precautions, just, you know, like antacids and other crap, so that way Nick doesn't die.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, you know what you can do, Nick? You can try parachuting them. That might be more tolerable.
What's parachuting? Wait.
No,
how do you parachute a ghost pepper? Or how do you parachute in general a pepper?
Yeah.
I've never heard of that.
Parachuting is what they used to do back in the day with the drug mules. They used to hide the narcotics up their butts. And
So are you saying that you want me to insert a ghost pepper into my anus, like my rectum?
Sounds like
that would probably be the more palatable way. I mean, you won't have your mouth on fire, just be...
just your anus.
Yeah, your butthole.
So basically you'll be farting fire, your face. Oh, dude.
No, you know what? I think I'd rather have it move through my intestines, through my mouth, rather than up my rectum. I'm thinking that would be a little bit more comfortable,
okay,
right?
Okay, cool.
Well, yeah, you know, to each his own, and, you know, Bob will tell you some stories about parachuting stuff.
Rectum damn near killed him.
That's it.
And taint juice.
Yeah, that taint juice, I'm telling you, that's some nasty stuff. But, hey, you know it is what it is, so.
I heard the rumor for Faith
You guys got any good plans for the summertime, and, we're in August almost. I can't believe that shit.
Yeah, really.
When are we going to see you, Trucker? Are we going to see you August 15th when Black Sun Rising plays? Where are you guys playing?
Oh, we are playing the FDR Skate Park in Philadelphia, the beloved Philadelphia. Our first skate park show,
cool.
Buddy.
Now, where is that? Is that in the east or west or the southern part of Philly? Or I'm not too familiar.
FDR is I guess it would be considered like maybe southeast Philly. I guess I'm figuring. I used to take the train down there, and I used to skate down there all the time, but I never really paid attention to the signs and shit of where I was going, so.
Right.
Oh, that's cool, you know, and I know back in the day with the skating, they had the bigger boards back then, and nowadays they got those little small boards.
They're called the penny boards nowadays. They brought, actually, you know, back in the 50s, 60s, or the 50s, they had those long boards. And then they kind of went away, and then in the 60s and 70s, they had real tiny ones, real tiny ones with real big, gigantic roller skate wheels.
That's what she said.
And then in the 80s,
they made
those skateboards a lot larger, and then they made them more narrow and more convex shape, and then the rest is history. And now, apparently, everything's gone back to full circle. So
that's
now they have very small boards.
Yeah. That's crazy. Can you do all them flips and pop a wheelies and shit?
well, we're going to find out. We're actually shooting a video.
Really?
At least I would hope that we have everything set up to shoot the video down there.
Yeah.
I'm definitely going to be having some fun down there that day. I'm going to get down there real early.
Is it a four camera shoot?
You know, unfortunately, it may be a four iPod shoot, if that makes any sense.
Oh my god, it's gonna be like Flight of the Conchords.
Exactly.
Wow, that sounds pretty badass, though, man. You know, good luck with all that. And
thank you.
You know, make sure you don't wear a helmet, cause that's what pussies do.
I actually stuff my helmet with toilet paper just so I don't, you know, rattle my brain.
It'll make
well, there
bigger.
You go. I mean, you know, nowadays they got, like, protection for everything, and, you know, everybody's got to wear a helmet, they got to wear pads, they got to, you know, wear jock strap and everything, and whatever happened, just to racking your brain and just learning not to do it again.
Right. Absolutely.
Indeed. Indeed.
Thinning of the herd, you know, as I say.
You know. And you know what really tore my heart out? And, you know, I'm a pretty badass, but I'll be a softy here and there. And
Greg Louganis?
Well, what'd you say about vaginas?
Yes, vaginas. Also Greg Louganis.
Yes.
Oh, no.
When he
Greg
hit his head?
Louganis, oh, man. Poor guy.
I still remember that.
Of course.
No, they, you heard about that poor lion that was...
Oh, don't even go that route, lion route.
I can't. That whole thing, that lion thing. Mm.
That is fucking horse shit, okay?
I'm thinking we need to go hunt me a dentist.
He's on the run. He closed down his business. He is now on the run.
Yeah, he is.
Well, he should be. There's probably a lot of peters probably burning his house down.
No, but think about it. Okay, you know, look, I'm not, one of my ex-girlfriends, her dad was into that trophies, and he had a whole fucking room of that. You
That's
know?
Just creepy as fuck. Why do you
oh,
want,
Oh, dude,
like...
it was a whole room, and we might have done some weird things in that room.
That's normal. But anyway. The room itself is weird.
No. But no, the point what I'm getting at is where, like, first of all, like, supposedly he was a beloved lion in the country. You know what I'm saying?
And
you entice him to come out of the freaking range where he's not supposed to, you're not supposed to hunt. You fucking put some meat on the back of a car or a Jeep, whatever the fuck, to get him out. Like,
that guy's a piece of shit.
Yeah, that's bullshit. You're right, man. That's baiting
them
out.
You might as well just, like, shoot into a pen. I mean, it's the same fucking thing.
Oh, and then what supposedly, shot him with a bow and arrow, and he stayed alive for 40 hours, but they tracked him, and then they took
can't.
Him. Like,
no, I don't
fuck.
Care. I don't want to know. I don't want to know.
That's the pushy way, man. You know, I'm all about, you know, survival and stuff, but this is an animal that wasn't doing a daggone thing to nobody.
And this is why when you say we are doomed, Bob...
That's what I mean.
I mean, honestly, what the fuck, man?
Hey,
why'd
really?
You fucking do something as stupid and heinous and it just
because
doesn't
you have
make
a erectile
sense.
Dysfunction.
Yeah.
Well, no, but then what are we going to do when the fucking aliens come down and fucking hunt us?
I hope they do.
Right, you know what I'm saying?
I hope they do.
What if they fucking pick on us? Like, we want those people who like that horse dirt, you know what I mean? And we're going to hunt them first.
Well, I mean, sexuality, I mean, with horses, I don't know. Like I said, I'm still not judging against that. I mean, you're really not killing a horse. You're merely pleasuring a horse.
No, but the whole point once again, it's like this line did nothing. It's not like you're gonna eat the fucking thing either. You know what I mean? It's not like you're starving. You need lion meat. You know
exactly.
That's different when you go. You know, I mean, you know, there's still there's civilizations or groups of people that hunt whales, but that's what they eat. They eat that fucking whale. You know,
hunting for necessity is different.
Right. You might want to plug your
ears when you have to hunt.
Yeah.
He took the head and everything, and they just discarded the body just like it didn't mean shit. And he just was like holding it up like he did all this hard work to kill this poor animal, and like he earned that kill. He didn't earn shit.
Right.
I'm sure his family's really proud of him.
Run right now. That's what he earned.
Punch him is nuts.
Well, no, he's one of those ones that just go around like that one woman who's all proud. You know, they hunt the freaking shit. Like, so what? You have a gun. You know what? How about like just doing your bare hands if you're going to do that? You know,
yep.
Show me that.
Yep.
That you know that be reality. You know what I mean?
That's
like,
it.
I want to see the lion maul somebody.
Right, you're on an even plane.
That'd
you know?
Be awesome.
Or have the lion have a gun. You know what I mean? Like.
Yeah, like in Faces of Death, when people fuck with the animals and the alligators, they eat the people. Or, you know, the one guy that actually got torn apart from the lion. And it was real, and they could not show it. And you know what? Oh, well, fuck you, dude. You're beat. You want to fuck with, like, God's nature? You want to fuck with that? Guess what? You're going to pay the price.
I was yelling at something like this, well, you know, because I yell at work, and people hear me through the phone, like people that down in Texas that hear me. And they're like... Tell Bob I'm going to put him in a room and I'm going to hunt him or something like that. And I'm like,
what the hell?
How do you hunt somebody in a room?
What are you working with? Like Charles Manson or something? Or
I said, just arm me with a freaking plastic butter knife. I'll fuck shit up. That's all I'm saying.
Like a spork?
That's right. I'll
a
fuck shit up with a spork. No, but seriously, you know
what
I mean?
Be a good spork, man. Like that's the greatest invention ever.
If it's out of necessity, so be it. You know what I mean? And you know what I mean? And I guess there are some scientific studies, you know, especially with our deer population around here where you have to, like, just cut down the numbers. I mean, I don't know. I don't fucking know.
There have been studies.
You know what I mean?
early in the 70s, they really started taking studies in Bucks County. I grew up in Bucks County. You know, I'm not an avid hunter, but I have been hunting. And, you know, I really need to take the hunter safety course again because it's been years since, you know, that license and that recommendation or that, you know, requirement has expired. Mm-hmm. So when you go out into the wilderness, you know, especially after they start doing those studies, you'll see the population very large. I don't really partake in hunting with a rifle as much as a bow, because I just think it's horrible. It sucks, you know. There you go. I mean, the screen says it best, right?
Yeah.
The screen says it best.
Mauling.
But when you need to control a population of animals, I guess through way traffic, I guess. If that makes any sense.
Yeah, it's not like they were here first. By lions, you know what I mean? Go fuck yourself.
How about this? How about you just cut the fucking highway off and then, you know what? Get out of your car and then fucking hike a 30 miles east or west.
And then
How about that?
But then they fucking, you know, let alone you spent $55,000 just to fucking hunt a lion. Really? Like, that's where this whole fucking thing, and once again, you know, like the disparity, is that the word I want? You know, with the economics in this country, you know what I mean? How fucking ridiculous it is that I got an extra 55 fucking grand laying around that I can go fucking hunting with, you know, but yet some kid in fucking, you know, Shenandoah Valley can't even fucking go to school with fucking, you know, a pair of shoes. You know, it just, I don't know, it just doesn't fucking make sense.
Well, no, and he calls himself a conservationist, no less. How about save the money that you spent to go shoot the lion, donate it? Then you're a conservationist. Like, you know, shut the fuck up.
Right. I just high-fived Dava right there. But there you go.
There we go. Yeah, the other one was lame.
Yeah, it was.
High-five. I don't know.
Yeah, that was crazy, guys. I'm telling you. But it got my blood boiling when I heard about that. And, you know, that's never a good thing. This world is crazy.
It's not the world, Trucker. It's the people.
It's amazing what people spend their money on when there's, you know, people who are barely surviving out there.
Right. And, you know, look, I'm all for people making whatever the hell they can, but you know what I mean? And there's that whole thing they were talking about with the McDonald's, whatever, fast food workers making $15 an hour or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. But you know what I mean? I don't know. There's got to be something in the middle, but, you know, there's memes like, okay, but that's, you have a problem with that, but then when you have but not the CEO is making $5,000 an hour. Like, that's okay. Like, what the fuck? Like, I don't know. I don't know. I can't wrap
it up. Well, not for nothing, too, you know, in regards to the fast food workers making 15 an hour. You know, instead of spitting on that and being disparaging of what they managed to accomplish, which was nothing short of amazing, let's use that as momentum to get everybody to have fair wages. Why do we have to divide like this? It's ridiculous.
Well, that's just they want, I agree, us to. Right, they want us to. They want us to be divided.
Well, you know what's even crazier is back in the day, and, you know, I worked at a little chain back in the day, and they were paying us $2 an hour. It's amazing how people are making so much money nowadays doing some burgers or, serving fries and stuff.
Walk
like
around
that,
with my dick out. You should see what I get paid when I got my dick out.
Well, you can make a lot of money probably doing that.
They're paying you to put the clothes back on. No, that's what that was.
Well, Trucker, it's good, dude. It's good to hear from you. I hope to see you on August 15th down wherever the fuck that is, FDR Park. You know what I'm saying?
Man, if not, man, we'll get together. We'll smoke some cigars here and have a good old time.
Sounds like a plan, brother.
All right, you guys have a great night, and it's nice catching up. And you know, God bless you guys, and we'll talk to you guys soon. Okay.
You don't be too, a stranger.
Trucker. Amen. God bless you, Trucker.
See you later.
Be safe.
Bye.
Over and out.
Over and out.
10-4, big buddy.
Did you just say over an Indian?
I said over easy.
Okay. What the
fuck? I was going to bring up that line. You know what I mean? It's just fucked up. You know what I mean? I really hope and pray that someday the fucking aliens come down and start hunting us. You know? Really, and then what? What the fuck? I don't know.
We're fucked.
You know, I've never hunted. I fished. You know what I mean?
I feel
bad when the fucking fish goes back in the water and they're fucked up. You know
what
I mean?
Oh, when you cut the
No, when you pull
mouth.
The hook out and you're like, all right, shit, he's fucking
that,
dead.
That's why I stopped fishing. Yeah. You know, like the couple times you pull it and you see their mouth all ripped up and you're like, why am I doing this if I'm just going to put them back? This is stupid.
Yeah, it sucks.
I can't.
That's why I would rather just cage fish. I mean, it's
when you let go,
it's less. It's, you know, it, when you it's go less damaging cage. And less. You know what I mean? Like, it's like less violent. You know, it's harder. Or if you were, you know, down in Florida like Jess, and you know,
you rub your clam gripping over up, a lobster,
gripping up lobsters with, you know, putting them in arm bars and shit. Like, you know, I don't know.
Night, Fred.
Aww.
He just told me he's going to bed.
Why don't we take a quick break? We'll play some Black Sun Rising.
Okay.
Wait, why wow, okay. Not fucking working.
Now that you want it to work.
Work, damn it, Koi Daddy.
Do you have our latest track by any chance?
I don't know if I do. Let me see what I have.
Tranquility?
I have Kiss of Death in the Wave. That's all I have. Do you have it there?
I actually do not have it on this device.
Would
per
you
se.
Rather have Kiss of Death or the Wave? What would you rather?
You know what? How about we surprise everybody?
And not play Black Sun Rising.
Can you surprise everybody and play like a band like a Pussy Riot or something?
Alice Byrne?
Alice Byrne, oh.
I do have the new Alice Byrne. They are
kicking ass. And you have the new Seven Dust, by the way.
I don't. Yes, I do.
Thank You is... What an incredible track, man. Whoa,
why is there screaming? Holy fuck.
We are talking about metal and music, it's fun.
I talked to their manager this week.
Okay.
And he's going to try to hook us, somebody calling in and or, like, getting together with them. And just, like,
That's fantastic.
I was talking to Jess, where, because they're playing up in Clark, New Jersey in August or September.
Okay.
But like 2 days on the weekend, one day on the weekend, it's like this food truck and rock festival up in Clark. And it's like with Slash and Godsmack, but Seven Dust is there. And I'm trying to hook that up too. But I was talking to him. I texted him. I have his number. And he freaking texted me back the next day.
That's great, man.
Well, like, yeah, let's play Seven Dust. All right.
Damn, you know what, dude? Do it.
I'm doing it. I'm doing it right now.
Where do it.
Death Threat.
Doing it and doing it Koi and doing Daddy. It now.
HD. I'm bad. Seven.
That's
dust.
My beatbox,
bye,
people.
Bye, Kathy.
She's out of here?
Yeah.
All right,
thank
here
you
we
for
go.
Listening. Oh,
shit, thanks for stopping in. Thanks for shopping.
Right, that's how we roll.
Here's the latest by Seven Dust, author soon to be released, Kill the Flaw, with a song, Thank You. Here we go.
Google.
Google it.
So hey.
if it's a messy breakup, I just put all your stuff in the car, derp, set it on fire, and walk away. Hi, welcome
that
back.
That was seven
maybe
dust.
Not even in a fucking cardboard box.
That was Seven Dust with the latest thank you. I love... Dude, have you seen them?
Seven Dust is absolutely amazing. You know, when I was growing up, listening...
Up, your,
yeah, well, I mean, you know, I'm still growing up, old, but... Right. For those of you who, you know, for those of you, is that English?
Seven
Dust is one of, you know, is one of my favorite groups of all time.
Live, no lie, I'm serious. I've seen a lot of groups live. They're one of the best live.
They're incredible. The energy is just insane. Even in the acoustic shows.
Dude, and they're the coolest bunch of guys.
Yes.
They are the coolest. I mean, and you know, it was funny, when me and, one time me and Alice, we were up at the one at Starlight, actually... We wound up, Ellis and I were interviewing John, the one guitarist, mm-hmm. for another radio show.
Yes.
And it was only supposed to be 15 minutes. It wound up being 45, and, you know, just like,
and
you
that's
know how
cool.
we do the shit. We just, we talk the stuff, but then we just talk about life, you
yeah.
know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's what it turned out to be. And it was just cool. And afterwards, we actually, the funny thing was, that was one of the stories that comes to me. So that was the first night I met Doc from... God forbid.
Yeah, God forbid. Yeah, okay? Absolutely.
So I'm hanging with him, and the girl he was with the night was from Trenton. I'm like, Trenton! That's how I made the girl, Trenton! The whole night, you know?
Just like that.
Absolutely.
It is like that.
Like, me and the girl, we're like, Trenton! You know, so, but anyway, afterwards, we just hung out. They had this whole thing with the band. They were cookout, you know what I mean? And Clint, at the time, they had a newborn, him and his wife.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And he goes, dude, you know, this was at the get-together afterwards. We're grilling and shit like that. He goes, dude, I love the chat, but I got to go Skype. I'm going to talk to my wife and my kid. You know
aww.
What I mean?
That, right on, brother.
They're just so effing family-oriented.
They are.
You know what I mean? And it's just, like, so effing cool. And then there was the one time when me and Ellis, we actually took Jared from the Bloodhound Gang, the bass player. We're
nice.
Up at freaking, we're down in Lancaster. We're hanging. Dude, this is the funniest shit. So we're sitting there, and... So, first time I met Jared, so we're talking. So, like, he all of a sudden, everybody at the... We're at the bar in the back. Everybody's starting to know, hey, like, I know this guy, like, from
yeah.
somewhere, you know? So he was talking
great.
To the fans, right? And then people were asking, who was I? So I said, you know what?
I am Bob Cook.
No lie. I
just
go,
like that.
See, Angel, she goes, I said, I'm LeJohn's cousin. You know, LeJohn, he's the lead singer of Seven Dust, black as night. You know what I mean? I said, yeah, I'm LeJohn's cousin. These peaking people were believe. I'm in picture with Jared and these fans. I'm
good
like,
job, guys. Man.
And then these people.
That's
asking,
how you hit it.
They were asking for my picture.
Sure. Locally famous locally.
This is LeJohn's cousin. Oh, dude, it was just like the funniest thing. And the funny thing, and then afterwards, it was just
good
so
night,
surreal.
Angel.
Good night, Angel.
Good night, Angel.
It was so surreal. So me and Jared were hanging out backstage, and here's Morgan, the drummer. He had a portable tattoo thing. He's tattooing people backstage.
That's
with
awesome.
His little alien figure thing. You know?
Nice.
I'm like, figure. This is so weird. And it was funny, because at the time, I guess... Well, maybe I shouldn't say this. I think LeJohn was talking to like a solo project, but he was asking, you know, Jared to be on it. You know what I mean?
Okay.
It was just like cool, and they're just cool people. That's what I can't get across. You know, it's just the one of the most energetic, great live bands, but they're cool people. You know what I mean? As far as their fans, you know?
I have to agree a lot with you. I also have to kind of move on a little bit with what you're saying and add on to it. You know, a lot of people out there think that, you know, when you listen to metal music, you're automatically like, you know, people assume that, you know, oh, it's devil or it's Satanism or it's angry or, you know, you hate the Jews or you hate black people.
Wait,
or I mean, there's a lot of stuff. There's a lot of stuff out there. I mean, seriously, I've actually had. There was a show that.
You do hate the Jews.
No. I'm sure. In fact, I know I have Jewish blood in my blood. I do. I mean, everybody does.
From that dirt.
Well, I mean, not even by proxy. I'm sure it was by dirt, but
by blood transfusion.
I'm not even going to go there. I've never even had one. Or did I?
Mm-hmm.
AIDS.
No, but what I'm saying. Oh my God! No, I don't have AIDS.
Go ahead.
What are you being? No! I swear to God, I don't have AIDS.
All right, go ahead.
Lobster bumper. I do not have AIDS.
All right, go ahead.
I'm anyway, I'm just saying that there is a lot of misconstrued thoughts that come along with you know, the style of music that we that we play. And you know, if people took the time to actually listen and read the lyrics inside a CD or an album cover, if they even still make them, it's sad that they don't, but you know, it's coming back. You know, they would actually see that there is there's a huge formality of art, and there is a huge progression of like love and peace and, mm-hmm. and just like warmth.
And that comes with ways to all, get out there, you know
with,
what I mean?
With all of our styles of metal, and we just get like this bad fucked up rap sheet, like we're just a bunch of assholes.
Well, because you get a handful of douchebags, you know how it goes.
No, there
where
are,
it's
there
like
are.
A handful of douchebags that ruin it for everybody else.
That's not the name of my other group.
Handful of douchebags. I would love to take a picture of a person with a handful of douchebags as an album cover for a hardcore metal band or a deathcore band or something.
And that with my Taint Juice shirt.
Nobody wants to see Taint Juice.
But there was a show, and I will give you a proxy demonstration.
Okay.
All right. There was a show that we had played. It was a couple of years ago, and it was for a very well-known group, you know, through the country, iEmpire,
mm-hmm.
You know, DC, BC, all of them.
Right.
We were lucky, and we were really lucky and very fortunate enough to get on this bill, and people stuck their heads out for us. And there was a couple of people on the bill that were, you know, they were really fucking heavy.
Okay.
And I heard conversation through the crowd, like, oh, blah, 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 this and this and this and that. And it was just like, it was mind-boggling to me. I'm like, but you don't know these people. You have no idea, like, what these people go through. You have no idea their trials and tribulations in life and what they go through.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what their art form is. This is what they write about. It's what they speak about. And it's what they live. So before you judge somebody, why don't you just walk up to the person instead of talking shit and...
Small minds talk about people.
Well, I mean, you know what? We don't have small minds. I mean, we're humans. We can reason. I mean, that's what separates us from animals. I mean, we can actually separate ourselves from animals and we can reason. Our conversation earlier was humping horses and humping monkeys. I mean, for Christ's sakes, we don't have to do that.
Right. No.
We can reason as a human race. We can reason as a people.
We're a nation of Kardashians.
No, we are not.
Unfortunately.
It's what Hollywood
unfortunately
teaches people, and it's disgusting.
My point being that's the general mindset. Because, I mean, they don't want a nation of people who can think. They don't want a nation of people who can reason. Critical thinking is not taught. You have to teach yourself.
When my father went to school, and God rest his soul, critical thinking was taught.
Yeah, back in the day, it was a better education than what you get now.
It's amazing to me because he actually had a driver's license after the fact when he got out of the Army Air Corps. He was flying planes.
Nice.
Before he drove a fucking car. Pardon my French, but I'm sorry.
Nice. No, you're right.
But you know what? Nowadays, you know, he told me this one story when he was growing up with his brothers, my Uncle Lou and my Uncle Frank. My Uncle Ted, really. But he drove from Philadelphia in this old coupe, you know, one of those two doors, like with nothing in the back seat. It's all fucking wood. Everything's all wood. And he drove from Philadelphia all the way up to Maine with no fucking floor.
Wow.
No floor. The pedals were there.
Yep.
And they were in snow. He's like, you don't know life until you've driven from here till Maine with no goddamn floor in a goddamn car. Right.
That's frightening.
I mean,
God forbid you drop something.
I'm exaggerating a little bit, but I mean, I knew what he meant. I understood everything that man said. Everything.
Yeah.
And he impressioned my brain, my heart, my life.
Mm-hmm.
And he taught me to, you know, endure the most pain and the most bullshit that you could possibly ever imagine in life with words.
Mm-hmm.
Words of wisdom. That's all that man ever did. He had a love of life. A love of passion, romance, love of music, I'll tell you that. Mm-hmm. That man was... he loved music. He loved it. That's but anyway, cool. I mean, let's digress a little bit, because we only got, 20 minutes left.
That's
so.
Right, but seven of us, if you get to see him...
Yeah.
I'm trying to set something up, at least them to call in, one of the nice. Guys, or, you know, mm-hmm. if we get a chance to go see, go to the show and interview them live, because like I said, they're just the coolest bunch of guys. And
I would love to watch that interview.
I love that they're just cool dudes, and it's all like a big ass family, and everybody who's got together, we're family. It was funny, because the one girl who was actually, I don't know what her point was doing there. Like, she was cooking Man in the Grill. So I went up talking to her for a while, and she was at this one Philly show. You know, I'm like, hey, I know you. You know what I mean? And I forgot. I'm bad with names. I really am. But faces, I just know people. I'm like,
yes.
I've met you before. You know what I mean? And it was cool. That's just the vibe they get. You know, and I just love them for that. You know what I mean? And love them for the kick-ass music, but I just... But you're right, though. You know, you get tied in, because then you look at guys like I love freaking Slipknot. I love Stone Sour. You know what I mean? And you see a guy
Absolutely.
Like
Corey Taylor man.
Like he's a great vocalist. Like everybody, yeah. Oh, you know, in Slipknot, he's just this screamer, but he can freaking sing.
But he's very diverse.
He can sing like a mofo. You know
exactly.
what I mean? And like, and sometimes you wonder where they're like. You read some of the lyrics, like. I think I told you this. I told the guys at work, if I put on Iowa, don't fuck with me. You know, and that's like, I'm really pissed
exactly.
off. That's my anger album. I know there's a shitload of anger albums out there. I know there's a shitload of angry, but to me, that's my anger.
Mudvayne, you know, LD50 is mine.
Well, that's a good one, too.
Yes,
you know
sir.
What I mean? When the first line of the first vocals of that album is, I want to slit your throat and fuck the wound.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, okay, I'm pretty pissed if I'm doing that.
Yeah, I'm a little angry.
Yeah, I don't think that's a thing I do out of love, but, you know.
I was told mine is Party Up.
Party Up?
Party Up.
Now, was that a Facebook app that told you that, or?
No, my husband told me that.
Okay, all right.
There have been a couple of times where I've freaked out about something, and he's just cued the song. While I'm yelling, it's playing underneath, and like the argument's over at that point because that's just damn funny.
It is.
It's like, all right, we'll continue this later. I can't.
Wow.
Yeah.
I was looking because I love you too. I just saw somewhere Opie from Opie and Anthony. He was just like talking. He was like, I guess you two had this town hall at Sirius Radio, so we finally got to meet them live, you know what
I
mean?
Okay.
And he was loving it, you know?
Oh, it's Opie and Jim now.
Yeah, it's Opie and Jim. It's not Opie and Anthony.
No,
Anthony's got his own show.
Yeah.
I've met them both. I haven't met Jimmy.
He's bitter as shit, Anthony.
Who, Anthony?
For
oh,
really?
Yeah. Well, you know...
Well, because he...
Well, look, okay. We do say a lot of things out of anger, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And you know what I mean? Especially nowadays when you have social media.
Yeah.
It's tough.
I can say it.
Probably especially when you've got a couple brews in you.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have control.
No.
You lose control.
Yes, sir.
And you say shit that, you know.
Yeah, but, you know, if that's not in your heart, you're not going to say it.
I've said some
it's
things
hard.
That, you know.
Oh, see,
hard.
No.
Really?
You don't drink.
Even when I did. Because it does nothing for me. I get quiet and I get sleepy. So what's the point if I'm out with people?
Okay,
that doesn't make any sense for me. But like, you know, even when I was really tipsy, I shut up. I don't say anything. I just become quiet for that reason. I don't need it. I piss people off on a daily sober. We don't need to do it drunk, too. That's just way worse. That doesn't need to happen.
Right. And that's why there is love in this room, folks.
No, but that's where, you know, like you said, there's some people that's that's what cracks me up. Because, you know what? I've indulged in some of the nature stuff. You know what I mean? The stuff that I think, you know what I mean? You're more into that, like, that you smoke. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'll be honest. You know what I mean? To me, that's a better, like... high than getting drunk, you know what I mean? Because, like I said, and once again, the argument: you go to concerts this morning, events. People who are drunk are usually fighting. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The people who are stoned are just like, hey, you know.
Yeah, they're usually pretty cool, unless you just have somebody who's nuts from the get-go. In which case, there's nothing you can do about that. There's no substance other than lithium that's going to get that to calm down. You know?
Try injecting that into a drunk.
No, and then there's times.
Still.
But yeah, alcohol is legal. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like
it all depends on who you grease. Like, whose palms you grease.
And how many people... Yes. And how many people die from the abuse of freaking legal drugs, the ones that are prescribed.
Oh, it's
Oxycodone. And,
you know, all that shit. You know what I mean? Any of that stuff. You know what I mean? And the people that take those drugs that shouldn't because they drink alcohol.
Disgusting.
You know, it's... But that's legal because, like you said, you know, they're in the right pocket, you know, and that's bullshit, too. You know what I mean?
Well, you still need to, like, overcome the stigma of reefer madness from back in the day.
I mean, that
was propaganda that was played so well. Like, you can't help but tip your hat to, like, to the fear-mongering that they did with that. Because I remembered watching and going through the whole thing and just going...
With old film?
Holy crap.
Yeah.
They did
it was good.
It really was a great scare tactic. They did such a good job, and it's still in our psyches to this day, handed down from generation to generation to generation, to the point where it's been so bastardized, like you don't even know what the truth is anymore.
Yeah,
right. No, you don't, because then you read the stuff that says, hey, you know what, they're you know, and I think you've even discussed with me when, you know, with what your wife was going through. Like, there's certain, like, from the THC that they're saying is can at least slow down cancer or stuff like that, or
and it does.
Cure it,
hemp,
you know,
oil,
I mean,
is an amazing thing.
It did with my wife. I mean, honestly, I mean, anybody that knows me understands that, you know, my wife passed away this past year from cancer, ovarian cancer, stage 4, and it is a horrible, relentless, fucking doesn't. I don't give a fuck what you think about disease. It does not care. It doesn't care who you are. It doesn't give a shit where you live. It just happens.
It's
unfortunately
a very selfish disease.
And we found that THC was actually a baron on tumor growth. Excuse me. And it was really mind-boggling because anybody that knows me knows that I like science. And I do have microscopes. And I like to watch things grow. And I like to watch... I just like to watch things. And... What I noticed was the exact non-opposite. It was real.
Really?
I have film. I have proof. I have CDs with fucking image. I have it in my possession. And if people want to go against it, then fuck them. Oh, well, you want to talk to me about fucking slow growth of tumors? Then come talk to me. Because I don't even smoke pot.
Right.
In fact, I'm a drinker. And I actually... I don't smoke pot anymore because it makes me paranoid. It makes me all fucking like kooky in the head.
Hey man.
But yeah. I used to do that to me. But
yeah.
You know.
But like, I mean, honestly,
they're laughing at me.
They are, no one's laughing at you. No, we are all laughing with you.
Oh, but they're laughing.
Laughing with
I'm
you.
I'm laughing at.
And
you.
Surprise, motherfucker! That's a shark in a kiddie pool.
But no. But it was funny you say that. I got stoned once, smoked dope once before high school. One time that I remember. And it fucked me up that day. You know what I mean? I was that old paranoid. Oh, they're laughing
okay.
at me. You know, I'm sitting there. They're laughing at
Fred
me.
Fred got a contact high and was that bad. And it was so damn funny. Because, like, as he slowly... Because we went to go see some comedy show. The Dave Chappelle show.
Oh,
when he went back
great.
On tour.
He's great.
We went to go see it in Camden. And we were on Handjob Hill. There was a lot of pop.
Rob Romero, if you're listening right now, Handjob Hill is that's right up your alley, buddy. It is actually it's real, and I was very uncomfortable when I heard it for the first time. But and then I thought about it, I'm like, you know what? It's probably not a bad place to be.
lots of pot, so like we're all having a contact high, and you know, driving home, and he's just like looking out for cops, and I'm watching his head disappear into his neck.
Like a tortoise from Galapagos Islands.
Oh, my God. You know, and at that point, you're just looking at him going, this is going to be a long car ride home.
but seriously, that's getting awesome. Back to, there's so many things that could, you know, is good from that. You know what I mean? And most people, when they're high from that, it's a peaceful high. For the most part, you know,
I
freaking go and eat, you know what I mean? Eat shit, you know what I mean? And that's it, you know? But, like I said, going back to even the U2 concert, I see these people drunk and they're just falling all over the place and shit. Like, Why? You know, and I'm good. It's funny I say that. I mean, I'm good for once a year. I just have to get it out of my system with drinking. You know what I mean? There's just one that
I did
just
one with
need.
You.
Yeah, I just
at need Nine Inch Nails Soundgarden, but that's another story.
Yeah. I just need a night where it's just like I drink to excess. I'm not going anywhere wherever I'm at. You know what I mean? So it's just I got to get it out of my system, and then I'm done for the year. You know what I mean? And oh yeah, that was dude.
That was a crazy show.
That was a crazy show. I probably still have the text somewhere on here. He got kicked out.
Yeah, because I tried showing my ticket that I took a picture of his, of Bob's phone.
Right. Of the
of the ticket. And they said, "Oh, this is a picture of a picture and a picture inside a mirror." And I'm like,
"What?
You know what? I don't really like the way that you're talking to me right now, and I'm going to move past you." And I fucking ran down into the aisle. I had two beers in my hand, two pumpkin spice ales, and
I
ran
remember
to,
that.
To our seats.
Yeah, these are the tickets.
And exactly, there they are right
that's
here.
That's what they are. That's the shit like that.
Right. And I literally sat down, and he was gone. So I went back up and realized that he was in the
general
admission area.
I forgot.
I did, and I did forget because that was my one night, quote unquote. And I'm putting up the quote hands, people.
Yeah.
The quote unquote. I put them up, and I knew I was fucked up.
Well, it's funny because then I'm like, okay, where's Nick? Your sandals, your
my
flip-flops
sandals
were still with us.
Oh Jesus!
Like I said, we had nice seats, but then friends of ours were on the on Hand Job Hill.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, you know, let's hang with them. I didn't mind hanging with them. But you know what? There's a whole bunch of people. Let's go up there. So we went up there. Nick says, "I gotta go get some beers." He left his fucking sandals there, his flip flops there.
That sounds gross.
And he's going to get his sandals, right? So I'm like,
awesome.
It's getting near the end of Nine Inch Nails, and I'm like, where the hell's Nick?
He's on the boat. He's on the ferry.
No. Because no, we had
where
to meet Jay Skull, right?
Yep.
Because I call. I'm like, Nick, where you at? And the texts were GQVQR. Okay. Which I've seen.
Awesome.
I've seen that shit recently, but it's like,
yeah.
I'm like,
sorry.
No. So I'm calling him. All right, Nick, we have to meet, okay? Walk towards the water, you know what I mean?
Maybe the wrong thing to say to a drunk person.
Well,
he ends up walking in the water.
He knew right away. He's like, if you walk towards the water, then you know where we're going to be. And I hung up the phone. I'm like, I got to go to the ferry. The ferry is the magic place. The ferry is going to lead me to the land of the free. And I was there.
It was one of those nights. You know?
It was awesome, dude. It was such a great night.
It was cool. You know, it's funny. That's to me, like music, especially to me, rock brings that out. You know what I'm saying? It was funny because I getting back to the YouTube
Soundgarden,
like, man, sappy as shit. You know what I mean? Because like different eras of my life, you know, I relate to YouTube because I was listening to more different albums. You know what I mean? You know, and then they would play one. I'm like, I'm fucking starting to cry. I'm here on a concert, and people are going to look at me, and I'm crying. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like,
I cry at concerts all the time.
You know, and I'm like, fuck. But it was cool.
Over the price of the ticket.
No.
No. Actually, well, sometimes in the beginning. No. Not ever. I never cry over the price of a ticket because, I mean, unless it's like over $120. I mean, $120 is really retarded. I don't mean to use that word, but like,
it's ridiculous.
I saw Barry Manilow one night. Are those crickets?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm waiting for you to finish.
Yeah. I saw Barry Manilow one night.
Woo! Is that what you were looking for?
Can I touch you?
Come here, Koi Daddy. Would you like to go backstage with Barry Manilow?
This man has seen Barry Manilow.
This man has so much plastic on his face, you could probably load up cartons of milk on it.
Damn.
Ew, that sounds kind of gross.
Yeah,
it does. I'm sorry, people. Whatever. Anyway.
$120
plus surcharges, but the concert, seriously?
Mm-hmm.
No joke? I could not understand how it sounded so goddamn perfect. I never understood how like live sound ran until Barry Manilow. And then I spent $150 for Billy Joel and Elton John. And then I really understood what it was. I could not believe
that
what
I
was listening
for.
To.
That I would pay for.
That was the most amazing concert.
Two of the
people. Better than Pink Floyd. Seriously, better than Pink Floyd?
Yeah.
How do you do that? I mean, coming from a musical background like I come from.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, I love Pink Floyd. I send those goddamn text messages out and post pictures of Pink Floyd. Whatever. Whatever. Seriously, Billy Joel and Elton John.
The two piano
was the greatest goddamn concert
was
I've
that
ever
vet?
Seen in my
life. Where was that at? Because I saw the one
dude,
at the vet.
Dude.
When the vet was around.
That's exactly where it was.
Yeah, I remember that. I was there. The back-to-back tour.
Yep.
I call it the front-to-back tour.
I saw Genesis.
Get it?
Genesis the year before.
That's so funny.
Genesis the year before that concert tour. Dude, it was awesome.
Front-to-back tour.
Back to front, front to back.
Yeah.
It was, dude. It was awesome.
Up the ass. No, it was good. I love my favorite Elton John song is "Love Lies Bleeding." Funeral for a friend. Boom, boom. Go fuck yourself with everything else.
I love.
What do you love?
What an extreme statement to make!
Oh, wow.
Over an Elton John song. I like this song, and fuck you.
Yeah.
But which one do you like? So I can mock your choices.
I'm really partial to Funeral for a Friend. I mean, I don't know if that ties into what he was saying.
That's
but
what I said. It's the same thing. Love, yeah. Lies Bleeding. Love, Funeral for a Friend. It's the 11-minute version.
Right? Exactly.
Now I don't want to say anything.
My father used to get really drunk at night and listen to that song, and it was amazing. And I used to come home when I was, you got 4 minutes?
Yeah.
Oh,
4 minutes. I mean, that's what that means.
That's what that means.
Yeah.
I'm trying to be subtle, but I fuck subtle.
That's the best. The chat room is always alive. It's always alive and breathing. It fucking kicks ass. I swear to God.
1 minute for that order.
Can you scroll down a little bit? Is that a stir-fried motherfucker picture?
Yes. Scroll up. Up, up, up.
Yeah, scroll up.
Stir-fried
motherfucker.
Yeah. That's exactly what it is.
No, but they, anyway. Okay, so what's Black Sun Rising got going on?
Black Sun Rising is actually at FDR Skate Park on August 15th. It starts at 3 p.m. And it's going to be a skate park of all ages.
Woohoo!
All are welcome. Family members.
I can bring my zygote.
Absolutely. If family members want to bring their goats and horses, it's okay. We don't judge. We love everybody. Ketosis, Seeds of Perdition. There are a couple of other bands on here on this bill right now, and I'm feeling very unprofessional right now because I don't have. I know, right? I'm just so not prepared. I am so.
That's usually me.
Uninvolvedly, like. Disgusted
so
right
other
now.
Other than that show, you playing anything else?
No, we're actually in the studio right now trying to complete our 5-year studio complete album.
It's like
which
Guns N' Roses fucking your comeback album?
Or Tool. I mean, I don't know. Tool takes like 11 years. We take That's 5 true. Years.
Well, they got other shit going on. I gotta grow my wand.
Yeah, I mean, there you go.
Wine.
Goodbye, motherfucker. Does anybody have this link? I mean, honestly, I am so horrible with
what. Well, while you look
things.
That up, so don't forget that there's the show at the Roadhouse Inn every Thursday.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Road
Inn. No, this theme this week is Let's Get Stoned with the Rolling Stones. So it's all going to be cover bands and songs, and either covering the Rolling Stones or in the tradition of the Rolling Stones. So drop on by the Roadhouse. And I'm trying to find. It's so bad. We're all scrambling for stuff.
I'm
scrolling.
Well,
and
usually
scrambling.
He has the address of where it is, but it's just
it's
not.
In Levittown,
it's
somewhere.
Yeah, it's somewhere there. It's in Pennsylvania. I'm from Manhattan. I don't give a damn.
Whoa. Whoa.
It's Pennsylvania. Who cares?
Whoa. Why can't I see anything?
But it's the Nitrous Radio Hour.
Hour.
I'm from New York like that.
Ow.
I don't have anything going on, so don't worry about me. Bob, you got anything?
Nah, just my dick hanging out.
I really
oh
wish
goodness.
You put that away. That's
yeah,
just
please.
Rude.
Oh, dude. Never mind. We'll talk about me and porn later.
Okay.
No, but seriously, you know, Black Sun Rising at FDR Skate Park. It's all ages show. It's going to be a fucking off the hook show.
It's going to be guaranteed. A
hoot. Citadel, right, Ketosis, Seeds of Perdition, Black Sun Rising, etc.
Well,
August 15th, 3 p.m. Thank you.
That's our show for this week, guys. Sorry, I don't have any outro. Bob doesn't have an iPad.
No. Thanks for letting me
join. It's lost.
Anyway, we'll see you next week. Still no Jessica next week. She'll be back the week after that.
What?
She's rubbing lobsters on her clam.
Yeah, that's totally what's going on. All right, so we'll see you next week, y'all. Hugs and kisses.
Love you, Rollers.
Love you. Love the show.